Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's tabletop time!
And I'm Murray.
And I'm Dave.
I'm Jen.
I'm Elle.
And I'm Jazza. And this...
We just summoned a devil!
you had to be in stream to know what that was all about. Little pre-show joke that sometimes we have with our viewers on our weekly live broadcasts, which you could join by subscribing and getting notified when we go live. Same time every week.
And do we reverse pentagram?
Yes, so no, it doesn't go back to...
It goes back to Murray
to finish it.
We have to unsummon.
We are playing tonight using Gateway Roleplay, their in-house game system that we have developed here and are continuing to develop. And hopefully, you'll be able to see it in June. That's exciting.
And I'd like to remind everyone that the pentagram is a symbol to ward off evil and actually has nothing to do with satanic rites and rituals. Oh, sorry, was I meant to plug something? I was just...
Yes, the pentagram.
Ah, right. Don't flip it upside down, though. That's got the cult significance.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Speaking of Gateway Roleplay, if you would like to jump in early, you should consider joining our Patreon. We appreciate everyone's support on Patreon. All the links are down in the description below if you'd like to go check it out.
Yeah, and you can also listen to it on wherever you get your podcasts, because we like to talk a lot, as well as just make imaginary symbols, so, you know.
And we have a live stream. We're doing it now. Did we mention that?
Yeah. I wasn't listening.
That's how we begin.
There
was one.
But you know what we haven't done?
Merch.
What? Well, I was going to say summarize last week, but...
What haven't we done?
Start the episode.
And in last week's episode, we're going to do a little bit of like a Mad Lib recap where I start and you continue.
Oh.
I don't know what Mad Libs is. I just think it's where I say something and you take it.
Give me an adjective, give me a noun, and then I read you back something silly.
Then I say next. You have to come with another character.
Instead, what we're going to do is we're going to do one-word sentences. Last.
Oh, my God. Week. What? This is in a circle.
I.
Was.
Playing.
Poop.
We were meant to recap the episode one word at a time.
Oh, is that what we're doing?
Yes. Right. Okay.
Yeah, so. I know. He said I, and I was like, what did Larry do last week?
Last. We'll do, circle. No, Jazza. Jazza, this is the circle.
So
now.
Much power.
Oh, okay.
Last.
No, don't do it. Don't do it. We'll skip your turn, Jazza.
Week.
All right, Jazza's out.
Jen, Jazza's out.
Week.
We.
Visited.
The.
Haunted.
House.
Where.
Jazza.
Died.
From.
Haunter?
Zlick.
Zlick.
We.
Poops.
Then.
Played.
Hide.
Poop.
No, she didn't say end.
Seek.
With.
Poop. Haunter.
You too.
Who.
Lost.
Except.
He
pooped.
Led
us
to
poop.
A
Gengar
poop.
Who
fought
viciously
against
poop
Stormy
and
beat
Stormy
up.
Rub it in. Traumatized.
Stormy.
Wrong.
Horribly.
I think she meant down the hill.
Where's the lie?
I think that's it.
No, yeah. No, because yeah. I'm not thing. We're very crucial thing.
We okay. did it. There was a person. That was one word.
Just say haunter.
Haunter?
Attacked.
Gengar.
And...
Eight? Something?
It.
Gengar, it.
Ate it up. Just, it's
no, 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 no. Melanie.
We're almost there, everyone.
Boogie boarded.
Melanie boogie boarded.
Melanie sent Brad's ghost over to the kid. That was the last thing we ended on.
Oh my god. Yes.
I didn't want to
that
forget
that.
That
was the last
that.
Thing we ended on.
Yay. We did. We're so good at that.
No, it's like, what happened? I don't remember.
We just boogie boarded away.
I thought.
I was mentally broken.
So, commenters in the YouTube comments, I want you to tell us which half of that did you enjoy? Did you A, enjoy the terrible one word story, or did you B, enjoy the poo?
I mean, everyone's
perfectly
saying,
reasonable to enjoy both.
Everyone's saying blame Jazza, so I think that tells us.
You know,
perspective.
Yeah. What did Rob Boy say? The quote, the ministers dos.
I'm sorry, what? Ministers. Okay,
is that another one?
Both.
Jazza is in a mood tonight. He's in a mood.
He's bringing a new meaning to the phrase talking shit.
I'm ready. Let's go.
Tonight we are picking up our episode in this zone. I have a zone theory, and that zone theory is I don't know how to use buttons.
I mean, it's been a whole week since we...
But everything's fixed. It's fixed. We can change the screen now.
It works.
Thanks to none of us. No. Just decided to work.
The machine was happy.
Yeah.
So we pick up with Brad's ghost floating over towards the mysterious character.
Floating.
And you float over to the child who is standing up the hill near a a rocky escarpment with all these collapsed rocks everywhere, and there's a broken tree at the entrance collapsed down. It looks really disheveled, as if like a big windstorm had come through here.
This is when the battle is concluded.
The battle's done. Yeah, it's all concluding.
Hey, are you okay?
The child doesn't react at all.
Look, I don't know if you know those ghost Pokemon back there. They've done a number on me. Wait, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
There's no reaction.
I slowly put my finger in my mouth and reach forward, just waiting to see if he reacts, seeing I'm going in for the wet willy. No reaction?
Your finger passes straight through his head.
He doesn't react?
No reaction.
Okay. So I'm a ghost, he's real, but he doesn't sense me.
Doesn't seem that way.
Okay. Is there something I can do?
You could raise the awareness of the rest of the group.
Okay. Yeah, I head on back and I'm like, Melanie! Ooh.
Yes?
Didn't spook you?
A little bit.
Okay. Yeah. There's a kid up there. It seems like he needs help. He doesn't hear me.
So. Oh, okay.
Is Melanie speaking to you again?
Yeah, watch.
As Melanie makes eye contact, you see the oversized sleeves of this kid as they wave, like gesturing for you to come over to them.
I look over to Gengar and Haunter. Are they just laughing at each other now? Like they're distracted?
What's happening there?
Yeah, they're in a...
Oh, no, Gengar passed out.
They're like bullying Gengar a little bit. They're like poking his fat tummy and stuff.
Where's Mimikyu at?
Mimikyu is with you. We're standing with a lot of you and looking up and pointing at the boy.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Bye, Haunter. Bye, Gengar.
Pikachu.
We call him Mimikyu.
Good Pikachu.
And Pikachu journeys up with you to the boy. And you all arrive there at this broken, horrible-looking cave. Ooh. And the kid stands there and kind of...
Hi.
Hi.
Oh. Hi.
Help.
What?
Help. What do you need help with, mate? And why out here?
And he just lifts his sleeve and points at the collapsed rocks. Can someone make a investigation check? Whoever wants to take the lead on that.
I have no dice.
The challenge level on this is...
I'll do it.
Two.
Do you have spirit left, man?
I'll suss it out.
No. I wasted that long ago. Do we have any...
It's on.
Yeah.
Technical difficulties.
No! So well.
Neither of them are working. The table cam works, but these ones don't.
Something had to break.
This one's off.
If we lost anything, the dice cam is the least important thing.
I suppose this one was broken last time.
You can inform everyone. Right. Inform Lord Vader, we have a prisoner.
Ooh. Three successes.
Okay. As you sort of get near where this boy is pointing, you see that there is... next to this broken and fallen tree and all these fallen rocks, it actually looks like the mouth of a cave. But as I described earlier, the cave looks almost like it was once maybe an old temple or a building. So you can see that telltale sign that there were large flagstone pillars holding up a little ledge of a roof and they've collapsed. But through all this, there are gaps that are small enough for a small Pokemon to crawl through. And also with significant effort, you could probably clear the debris as a group of adults.
All right. I'm going to turn back to the boy and say, is there someone on the other side? Is someone stuck?
Nods. Nods violently.
A little bit of rescuing. All right. I think we can help.
And Mimikyu toddles over to the pile of rocks and looks like sort of anxious. And he's like hopping up and down with the bag.
Oh, maybe your owner's in there. Yeah, my partner. Partner. That's the word we use in Pokemon.
Buddy. Friend.
Friend. Yeah, that's a good one.
Some of my friends are unconscious right now.
Oh, yeah. Everyone's technically dead.
All right. So the size of this hole, it looks
small enough for small Pokemon to crawl Pokemon. Through.
All right.
Melanie
looks suspiciously like she has an idea.
Send out Applin.
Aww, he's a little guy.
Tiny little Applin. Can he fit?
Yeah, you said Applin could absolutely fit. What's Applin going to do once he's in there?
Try not to get eaten.
Yeah, this little worm in an apple just...
Yeah, don't get eaten. And... go check on the person to see if they're okay, and we'll use another Pokemon to try and get through.
How small a Pokemon are we talking? Like minuscule?
No. Now that your Pokemon have evolved, most of your starters won't be able to fit in. But like your regular average, like first Evo. So if you can think of any Pokemon that might be suitable to help you clear the rubble.
Yeah, I've got an idea, guys. What if we send in Big Hiss through the rock?
Big Hiss's name is Big.
And Big Hiss is the size of a tree.
Big Hiss.
Big Hiss.
If you lay him out, but he is like that thick.
I guess snakes are squishy.
And also, he's got the senses of a snake, so he would be pretty good at detecting anything inside there.
Wouldn't he scare whatever is in there?
I feel like whoever is in there is probably already pretty scared.
I don't know, Applin's a pretty tasty apple.
I say to Melanie, you could get Fulmantis from my corpse.
Yeah, but you're all the way back there.
What do you guys have in terms of... I've forgotten what Pokemon you've all caught. Do you have anything that could help you clear rubble? No one caught a Sandshrew, did they?
No.
Have we seen a Sandshrew?
Yeah.
No, Sandshrew got obliterated by the Raichu, didn't it?
Yeah.
You've seen, I think, two Sandshrews. I think one of the first Pokemon you fought was a Sandshrew.
Right. So. I'll go through things quickly. I have got Numbark, Shroomish, Ekans, and Kabuto.
Mm-hmm.
I have Kabeem and Ralts, who are both unconscious, and then I have Pikapek.
Mm-hmm.
Applin, Paris, Lodolai, and Egg.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. Egg Bird.
Plottle.
Well, it's up to you if you can think of any abilities your Pokemon might have, or you want to just physically take checks to try and clear, or if you just want to do a scouting mission. It's up to you. Let me know what you want to do.
Bet your Kingler could clear that rubble. Right up.
Wherever he is.
Yep.
Of having him in real time.
You can't use Pokemon abilities. They specifically have to have a TM or HM to use. Mm-hmm. On environmental
can't
situations.
Break the rocks. Oh no! I'm happy. It's role play. I'm happy for you if you have abilities that and you can logically deduce like a plan. I'm happy for you to make some checks.
Sure.
And your Pokemon abilities can almost be like the tools that enable that. In the I don't have a blowtorch. Well, I've got a pyro web. That's cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think I'm going to plan on getting Numbark to use Vine Whip and Kabuto to help with moving some rocks away.
Mm-hmm.
And in the meantime, I can either help or I could scoot back and pick up good old Brad, who's just sort of.
So you guys are trying somewhere to see what's in there?
There's someone
trying
trapped
to
in
clear
there.
The rubble. Mm. Oh, I didn't hear the question.
I'm like,
oh, Brad asks this.
If only there's some way for us to get through here. I say, like, pondering and leaning on the rocks. And then I, like, fall into the rocks.
Yeah, go do that.
And then, Brad, you phase through the rocks, stumble into a cave, and then are very frustrated to find that there are very, very minor beams of light coming through the entrance, but it's pitch black inside and you can't see anything.
I see nothing.
Brad says he sees nothing.
It's a cave.
Unfortunately, you don't have like ghosto vision.
We need the TM flash.
So
yeah, but
he sees nothing. All right. All right. If we go back, Pyroweb, is he still in Pokeball?
Yeah, no, he's out.
Used
he's
to out. Beam right. in the light, but he's
fine.
Right,
so he's here with
alive.
Us, or is he with Brad's body?
He'll be with
body.
You. He would have followed you.
Meanwhile, back at Jazz's or Brad's body,
Jazz's actual
Pyroweb just like retucks in the warm flame blanket that it weaved out of spider silk and is keeping burning, and then like pats, strokes Brad's hair with its like talon after. And it's currently in the process of like hoisting a spider web wrapped up Brad in this warm blanket, like hoisting mommy. Him
yeah,
and lowering
what?
Him into a spider web hammock that it has made. Aww. And it's like rocking him.
Oh, you're going to say grave.
wait. It wants you to be okay.
Down a well.
Yeah. Oh, that's sweet.
Well, I think Victor was going back to
if
Brad.
If we get Pyroweave to wrap some flaming silk around a torch or something, like a stick or even a rock.
Is Pyroweave pretty small? Pyroweb?
No.
Pyroweave.
But we put a light source on a rock.
Webby.
And pass it through, and then that should allow Brad, who's on the other side, to see, right?
Okie dokie.
I mean, I guess. How big are the holes in between the rocks here?
Big enough for Pokemon to go through. Only small Pokemon.
Is Kabeem dead? I mean,
Kabeem
not
is fainted. Do you guys have a revive?
Well,
I mean, sure.
I don't think I have a revive. Does anyone have a revive?
No, we do not.
I mean, you could also attempt to just clear the rocks.
Yeah,
as
that
well.
Was. If you want to go.
And if you fail, yeah.
If you want to go get Webby, that's cool. We'll start clearing some rocks. If you want to leave any of your Pokemon behind to help, that would be amazing.
Yeah.
I can get the Pokemon if you want.
Yeah, if you want to convince Pyrowave to come up, that would be great. Still
okay. I'll do it.
All right, in the meantime, we'll
send the child with the fainted Pokemon down through the angry ghost Pokemon.
No, I should be right. She can't clear the rocks.
It's actually very logical. Just hope that a Haunter and
you know how to distract her. You'll be right.
Okay, cool.
She's small.
Peggy will do fine.
Yeah.
Hey, it is normal type.
You can run.
I can run.
Okay.
We start clearing rocks.
Okay. How are you going to do it?
You go first.
Numbark with Vine Whip, and Kabuto can use Mud Shot to try and make things slide. Otherwise,
yeah. No, I like that. Kind of like making a mud slick that then the vine can like and slide it through. Yeah, that's cool.
And I'll help push and fall over a lot or something.
Okie dokie. I'm going to say these are pretty heavy rocks. Melanie, what are you doing anything?
Melanie doing anything?
I'm going to send out Paris.
Send out Paris?
Yeah, like bring back Applin. Paris is going to attempt to scratch at them, which I know he's not going to do anything, mm-hmm. but at least he feels like he's helping.
Okay.
And I'm going to just try and start moving rocks. I know it's probably not going to work, but I'll just try.
No, you've been carrying around that egg. You're pretty good with weights.
Oh, Plottle might give it a shot too. He likes to run into things, doesn't he? Oh, man, I'm thinking of the other Pokemon.
You're thinking of the Shieldon, maybe?
Yeah, I am.
Polishing
I should have called
face.
That Shieldon. I'm going to be perfect for this. Plottle can try to help.
You are on a hill. I don't know if that helps you in any way. Plottle's very heavy. I don't know if this information is helpful.
Which I way is the, it, are so we no. facing down the hill? Or,
yeah, you just walked up a little short hill.
Can
it's
I,
like a short hill.
Yeah, can
it's
I like tie a little... do I have rope? Or
yeah,
we lost the
yeah,
rope?
Someone had rope, didn't
We've
you?
We've got a belt.
You have a trusty belt. I swear someone had a bit of rope.
I think we did at one
point. We did, and then the Kabuto ate
oh,
it.
The escape rope, yeah. Okay.
It's fine, I'm just going to...
You have vine whips from...
No one. Yeah, but that's not going to help.
Okay.
Me. I'm just going to try and move the rope.
All right.
What are you thinking? Making a wrecking ball out of the
I
egg?
I was thinking that tying a rock to the egg Plottle and just like having him roll down the hill.
Yeah, that was my plan too.
Just like pulls them all after. All right. So I'm going to get you to make, with what you've suggested, I'm going to say you can make either power or you can make engineering.
Oh.
As a check.
Both of us?
Or, because oh, because I'm really generous, you can do either with either trait. So you can do an engineering strength check or an engineering intelligence check or a power strength or power intelligence. Up to you, whatever's the best combo for both of you.
I got one.
Yeah.
And because you're doing teamwork, only one of you needs to roll. The challenge level is 4, but you get an extra dice.
Good luck.
You get an extra dice for everyone helping, and I'm happy to say that so it's 4 people helping because you have Pokemon. 3 Pokemon that have got good reasons to help, as well as Melanie.
Okay, so an extra.
Yeah. Challenge level is 4.
Good luck.
1, 2, 3, 4.
4 successes.
Yes.
Okay.
Out of 9.
So about the time that Stormy gets all the way down the hill, sneaks around past the ghosts, they actually are quite distracted and arrives at Brad's corpse in a hammock and Webby looks up. The other guys have pulled enough rocks away that they're starting to make some headway. You going to still grab?
Yeah, I blissfully do not know this.
Cool.
So I'm still going to grab. I'll say, hi, Webby. We need your help.
Bye-bye.
And then we'll come back to Brad. It's probably to help save him.
Make a charm check. Mm-hmm. Or empathy. Either will work for me.
I'll do charm.
Okay. Challenge level 2.
4.
Webby. And he leans in. Pats. I say web, it's Paraweaver. Isn't it Pyroweaver? No, is it Pyroweb?
I thought we were saying Webby.
Pyroweb.
Yeah.
Webby. Pats Brad on the head.
It live.
And scurries off after you.
Okay.
And by the time you get back up to the top, there is just enough rubble cleared by Melanie and Brad. By Melanie and Victor. I always do that. That people could like climb in. There's still, it's very dark in there, but there's like a pile of rubble and the top rubble's been cleared and you could now climb in.
I got him.
Oh, well done, Stormy.
It's a source of light.
Oh, all right.
Fire.
Before we go, if anyone can hear me, call out in there.
There is no reply.
All right,
Brad, in you go. Shot.
Oh, I guess that makes sense.
Before anyone even makes good headway, Pikachu starts scrabbling over the rubble and like tugging at the bag and dragging it over and climbing
buddy,
in.
Oh, buddy, wait, it might not be safe.
Someone should go in there, right?
Yeah, Brad will go in.
Yeah, that's right. I'll keep him company.
Yeah, Brad's going in.
You ghost go in.
Okay.
Oh, I mean, what if the little guy gets in trouble? Maybe I should try and follow.
Yeah, I don't want to go in there. It looks dark and I don't have Kabeem. So you can go.
You'll be right.
We'll might keep trying to pull out the rocks and see if we can get more light in.
So Victor's going to head in?
Yeah, I'm going to try and climb up.
With Brad as a ghost?
And
the two who cannot communicate to each other.
If you wouldn't mind giving us a little bit of light with your silk, that would be great, thanks.
Pyroweb comes with. So Pyroweb, Ghost, Brad and Victor all journey into this dark and small place. It's probably about the size of a studio apartment inside with lots of rubble collapsed. Sorry, what?
Sounded like the start of a bar joke.
Do you all walk into a cave?
Walk into a cave.
I'll retrieve Kabuto, but Numbar can follow along behind me.
And Mimikyu is, of course, coming, dragging that bag over rocks and rubble.
Is the ghost kid following?
The ghost kid is not following.
Ooh, we got the ghost kid.
The ghost kid is standing outside with you guys.
Not helping move the rocks?
No, hasn't helped. Hasn't helped at all.
Kids these days are so useless.
Hey!
Not you, though.
I go Webby.
You're a child, technically. Not a kid,
child, so. Child and kid is literally the same word.
Nah, it's not.
Technically, they are synonyms.
Once you've taken a few, you know, there's an eerie, quiet, and very musty atmosphere in here. And Brad takes several steps in, you know, sort of journeys, as I said, about a studio apartment. Goes in, goes around some rocks. Victor going in tow, Pyroweb creating light, and Mimikyu with a sense of distressed urgency.
Aww.
As you round the corner and Victor sees a rather old looking lump on the ground, which he immediately recognizes would be the form of a person. However, with no checks required, you're aware that this person has been gone for a long time.
Oh, whoa.
Like a long time.
Oh dear. This is grim.
Yeah. Pokemon sometimes gets grim. Really? But we're not going to dig in the grim.
Corpse is grim?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And there are two, the clothes are disheveled, and as Pyroweb gets closer, you recognize a very familiar purple hood, but no bag. The bag that you've been spotting on the boy has been identical, now that you realize, but very faded, ruined, dragged, and damaged as the one that Mimikyu has been dragging around.
Oh.
So there's this lump on the ground, and Mimikyu returns and plumps the bag down and goes and seems sort of contented to have brought you here. Next to this body, there are two Pokeballs that are laying there, humming. Still active, open, very lightly.
Okay. All right. Mimikyu, do you know who these Pokeballs belong to? They're still vibrating. That sort of implies that...
It upon you saying Mimikyu, it was like, huh, and doesn't acknowledge you at all.
my deepest apologies. I have something in my throat. Pikachu.
Chew. Brad.
Yep.
You look up from this dark-looking lump on the ground, and you see a boy in a purple hoodie with a mask on and a bag standing over it, looking at you.
Hey,
And he points at the two Pokeballs, and then he goes and, like, punches his fist.
You want to battle?
He shakes his head.
You want us to look after them?
He shakes his head.
You want me to beat them up?
Hand into mask, like,
face palm.
Point at Pokeballs, punch hand. You want me to throw them?
I'm going to start, like, looking at the Pokeballs and just, like, examining them to see, you know, how they're still working after all this time.
Pokeball, punched hand.
Pokeballs are pretty magical technology. Okay,
wait,
they just work.
Start again. How many words? You know, come on. You've played this before.
He walks over to a rock.
Syllables. Give me syllables.
Puts his hands around the rock, but doesn't grab it because he's a ghost. Mime's lifting the rock, walking over, and, like, throwing it on the Pokeballs.
Break the Pokeballs.
Nods.
Got it!
Oh, sorry, Pikachu. I think I broke it. I can fix it. Hang on.
What are you doing, Victor? Do you actually break the Pokeball?
Yeah.
You just snap it backwards?
Yeah, I'm, like, trying to see whether it's working or not.
I feel like there's a check involved in accidentally breaking a Pokeball.
Sure.
make a strength check, and if you get three or more, you accidentally break the Pokeball.
Ooh. Only one.
Okay.
He got two fails on that dice roll.
It is still a piece of, yeah. You just, it makes a weird noise.
Oh, it's fine. Never mind.
Victor, can you hear me?
No. You have to go back to Melanie.
All right. And I'm doing my ghost cardio.
You float. Yeah. You turn into rat.
Yeah, I'm like literally floating, but I'm also just like running. So I
like
there's
really old animations where it's
I'm like
that
running way
not
faster than the movement. So I'm like, and it's just like gliding along. Yeah. And I get there and I'm like, Melanie.
You okay? Oh, it's just Brad. Yes.
I need a communication help. There's a ghost in there who could talk to me, and I can't talk to Victor.
Dude, I'm not going in there if there's a ghost in there. That's scary.
Can you shout out to Victor to break the Pokeballs? And I'll run back inside. And I'm like running.
Do floating. I feel like if I shouted, he would hear me?
Yeah, it's the easy.
Studio apartment.
Yeah, it's easy, easy.
Hey, Victor!
Oh, yeah.
Brad says the Pokeballs.
I didn't break them. It's fine.
Break them.
What?
Break them.
Are you sure?
Am I sure?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh. It seems kind of wasteful. All right. Pikachus. I've been told I need to break these. Is this cool with you?
It nods.
Oh. Oh, all right then. And I'm going to, I guess, find a rock.
With a rock, you'll be able to break them with a few smacks. So you actively break the Pokeballs?
Yep.
Cool. Okay, both Pokeballs are open, by the way. They're not closed.
This is a big step for Victor.
Victor, you smash.
Who are you?
These two They're Pokeballs. So precious. And there is a weird surge of energy that, like, frizzes out, and one of the sparks shoots out the entrance of the cavern, and the other one shoots directly into the Mimikyu.
Aww.
And then the Mimikyu sighs and, like, takes the bag off and puts it next to the body.
Aww.
And then it, like, toddles out towards the front.
That's so sad. Can we be his friend, you guys?
I'm not in the cave.
I, like, run ahead past Pikachu and go up to Melanie and I'm like,
Mimikyu. Pikachu.
I think we just, I'm like trying to speak in a way that I like, don't want to be overheard, even though no one can hear me. I think we just freed this Mimikyu from a long deceased master, and he seems kind of sad and lonely.
Wait, there's a dead body in there?
Yeah.
You guys?
Child.
Out the entrance. Wow, great tact, Melanie.
Oh, sorry, kid.
What's he saying?
No, there's no dead body in there. No. Just a cave. Really
there is,
stinky cave.
Definitely a dead body. Really, but it's
stinky.
Been dead long enough that it's not stinky.
Okay. Really stinky.
So you could go in there,
dirty
cave. It wouldn't smell.
But
like
it's not Victor's dead body?
No.
Okay.
No. But the Mimikyu is Pokeball was somehow in there. So now Mimikyu doesn't have an owner.
So,
little guy.
Just before Brad came out, the two of you outside, Stormy and Melanie, also saw a little bolt of light shoot out of the entrance of the cave and straight into the ghost. We're calling him the ghost boy now. The boy who's been unable to communicate with Brad, who's still standing with you with a purple hoodie on.
Can everyone see him?
Everyone can see him. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Not the one that you communicate. So there's been one out with, as I said at the start, Melanie and Victor, Melanie and Stormy. This purple hooded boy has been standing with them the whole time.
But there's one in the cave.
There was one in the cave.
Whoa.
And this beam shot out and goes straight into the feet of this boy. And then he looks at you both after you've had this thing and he says, thank you. And then there is a flash of transformation as the boy's shape transforms into a Zoroa.
What?
Look at it.
And Mimikyu walks up to the Zoroa and, like, they lean heads into each other, like, to Pokemon going through some feelings.
Oh,
like lovey feelings?
No,
like come on, like sentimental feelings.
Get a room. No.
Stormy's like,
can I check if I feel like them? Like I can understand what's going on here. Like an empathy check, essentially.
Yeah, make an empathy check.
Woohoo! Aww. I wish that Cutie was alive so I could see if this was what was bothering Cutie.
Three successes.
That is enough to pick up the emotions of these intelligent creatures that they have, in the way that someone after a deceased relative might wish to mourn, spread some ashes or complete a final task. They have completed some final task that you don't know about what it was.
Melanie, after they have a second, leans down and gives them both a really big hug.
Aww. Group hug!
Stormy comes and joins in.
Obviously, the mood is heavy. At this point, does Victor rejoin the group?
Not quite yet.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the cave, I'm going to sort of just position the satchel a bit more around the body.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to look in it, but more as a, you know, learn something about this individual.
Yeah, cool. So you open the satchel. Inside, one of the first things you can see is a prized possession, a purple clear-cased Game Boy Color with stickers on it, which also date everything a little bit. And you see notes, scribbles with some pencils and paper.
It's so sad.
They're not written particularly well, but there's a lot of drawings of fun and great things, and you recognize fossil Pokemon things on this island. There's not much written. It's clear that they're not a big writer, but there's a lot of drawings. And can I get you make? I'll get you make an investigation check. Actually, I'm going to say an understanding check to kind of piece everything together.
Okay.
Challenge level will scale. The more you get, the more you get.
This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy and sadness and anger, definitely some disgust,
Rose,
and I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Three
successes. Inside, you start to piece together some pictures, including there's a lot of pictures of what look like two adults, which you just and this boy, and you discern a mum and a dad. But then, you know, there's a couple of drawings that depict some kind of shipwreck, and there's no evidence of a mum or a dad anywhere. So you kind of piece together that this kid was probably on their own. But
this is so sad, Dave.
But with their Pokemon. And
Brad just there in ghost form.
And their Pokemon, they had great times for a time. Until there's obviously what has happened with is this cave-in has happened and trapped the boy. So the boy's been here was alive here for many years, like several years.
Alive in the cave?
No, in the on the wild, having fun. There's all these drawings of like fun adventures with the Mimikyu and the Zoroark and like the stuff that they did together.
Yeah.
And you get the impression that both those Pokemon were actually on this island. So he didn't, like, he came with, had some Pokeballs or found them, but, like, he befriended them because Zoro was, like, rare and elusive, but kindred spirits and whatnot. But you then piece together the final piece of information, which is basically a note that is written in bad handwriting asking for help. And it seems that that note was given to the Mimikyu to go and get help. Unfortunately, help didn't come for a very long time. Probably thanks to three bloody bastards scaring off everyone who came near this place.
Rude.
So I'm going to tuck everything back in and just place the...
There's some other stuff in there, but do you rummage deep? Like, there's some actual items in there.
No.
Okay.
Cool. No. I think these can lie with their owner. So I'm going to put them on the chart. I'm going to call Numbark over. And I say, hey, mate, can I have one of those flowers? Thanks. I'm going to just take an offered flower from a...
Why in Pokemon do we
have the tail?
Dave,
I'm just
going to
place
this?
It on the child's
I didn't body. Entirely.
I say,
patrons! Yeah.
Rest easy.
I had a lot of leeway. Sorry
Rest
for
easy,
the
room. Mate. Looks like your friend's going to be okay as too.
So you leave a flower on the body.
Yeah, and I'll leave.
And you go out, and there is this deeply sad moment as those who comprehend what is going on and what has happened are also hiding that information from a child and dealing with this. And then there is a strange noise, and a hiss and a flash of weird light that you all briefly see, but no one else except Brad in his spirit form sees the full of it. And as soon as this noise happens, you hear a Ginga Haunter Gastry. And these three Stooges Pokemon, basically now who were mucking about back there, all arrive and they're sort of standing behind, hands on hips, and they all appear to everyone, laughing, clapping, very inappropriate seemingly. But Brad sees this sort of ethereal shape of this boy float out of the body. Last task done. His Pokemon free and no longer bound here. And it like twists and shapes. It's only cohesively human for a moment before it sort of becomes like energy. Shoots out of the cave, and then there's a flash that Brad perceives but no one else does. As it smack dab lands at the base of that broken tree. At the stump, and then there is a cracking noise, a breaking noise. Tump, 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 tump. And the cracking noise, and the ground breaks, and the stump, everyone can see this, lifts out of the ground. Tump, 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 tump. Tump, tump. And this stump floats up, floating with this eeriness, and Ghastly Haunter and Gengar, Ghastly! Pulling faces, like pulling their tongues apart, blowing like, and the Phantom is like, woo! And then the Zoroa and the Mimikyu like clap and smile, and then they all just start like running around and playing together.
Huh. Oh. Playing with the Haunter and
Gengar, Ghastly. They're all being silly. Ghastly's like throwing his eyeballs around and they're just being wacky ghost Pokemon. And Phantomp sort of gets pulled away and starts playing. They like run off and start playing in that clearing. But then Phantomp turns, floats back towards you, and then shoots into the cave. And you hear the sound of like almost cartoon, like stuff being thrown around. And then the Phantom comes back out with its arms full and like drops it on the ground and then it just shoots off.
Wait, okay.
What
happened? How do we get our friend back in our body? In his body?
I'm still dead.
Phantom turns around, floats over to you and takes your hand, Brad, and floats you down the hill, start heading towards your body.
Okay.
While the others are playing.
Oh, look at the stuff.
The stuff. There are four Pokeballs.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep. There's about 200 yen in coins. There is a Japanese copy of, the Shonen Jump magazine from, 1998. Cool. And, a few other, knickknacks of value to this child that he's gifted you.
That Murray did not look for.
As we're floating down.
Well, he respectfully left
the bag. Not mine to take.
As we're floating down to back to the body, I'm like,
I'm glad you get to play again.
Phantom nods and spins around.
I think your Mimikyu really missed you.
Tom, tom, tom. And you, can I get you make a insight check, intuition check?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Do you have cards for the Pokeballs?
Oh, yes. Yeah,
I got two.
You pick up the sense that while it is very much the spirit of this child that has embodied and become this Pokemon, this lost child who died in the forest and inhabited a stump, that in that bargain, there is a definite loss or changing of something where there doesn't seem to be any remorse or sadness or guilt or complication about that.
Yeah.
It as an entity just seems to now be happy to go off with its friends and be a ghost Pokemon.
Cool.
So there's a clear like disconnect. It almost felt like even as it got the stuff and even as it floated away, like
it was fading away.
It's fading away, like any obligation or sense of things it had to do. The things that were anchoring this spirit to the world are like disintegrating. And this is like the last thing it's sort of remembering it should do as you arrive at your body, and then it looks at you and just with its little hands shoves you hard into your own body. But with the effect of ghost Pokemon, you like back awake.
Oh. And you're in a cocoon of spider silk.
And no one's and there.
And it is hypothetically, it is the coziest you've ever been.
Yeah.
Your entire weight is supported in this hammock of warmth that is perfectly cocooning you.
Oh my God. This is so restful.
Can I have, like, a point of health?
A point of health? For your eyes?
After being dead?
Being dead.
I think we're going to try and put the cave back together, right? Like, as in, put the rocks up so no one goes in there.
I mean, what are your traditions around the dead?
That's what I would do. I don't know. What do you guys think?
What?
How easy would it be to rebury or collapse it further?
Pretty hard work.
Why
you could also bury if you wanted to. I think both are right. A tomb is fine. Tombs are perfectly acceptable.
Yeah.
Hmm? There's all this cool stuff in there.
There could be a cave in, and that'd be really scary if someone got stuck in there.
Yeah, we wouldn't want people to get stuck.
Nah.
You might want to learn from that example of what happened. There.
Yeah. People shouldn't be sheltering in this place. Yeah.
It's true. And yet she remains oblivious. Also, I'm going to give you this berry because I don't have any more.
Instead of doing that.
Did you guys divvy out the Pokeballs?
Yeah, we did. Yes, we did. Instead of doing that, I'm going to go. The tree that just got blasted by Phantom.
Mm-hmm.
Can I?
Oh, yeah. There's a big hole. It's probably like 4 foot deep where that stump and all its roots got pulled out.
Oh, okay. Well, I'd look down the hole before I grab anything.
It's just a hole. It's just a hole of broken, loose soil that's like.
So, Legend of Zelda, it's revealed a chest or something.
I basically want to try my best to make a makeshift sign that says, do not enter.
Okay. Make an engineering check, challenge level one.
That's where I'm not a Viking.
Could use some berry juice on the rocks.
Maybe. We'll see how we go.
Ghastly just licks it off.
That was two successes.
Two successes, yes. You make a rudimentary sign and you can...
Yeah, good enough.
Yeah.
This will stop
danger,
anyone.
Danger, don't enter.
Yeah.
Nice.
All right, we should go check on Brad. He zoomed off back to his body.
So. Oh, okay.
And the Phantom floats away. You know the darkest timeline would have been you guys just throw a Pokeball at the Phantom?
I was going to say it, but I thought the movement deserves some reverence, but I was going to catch it. Now we own the child.
Or if Stormy's like, oh, I love it, I'm going to catch that. And the adult's like, no, can't catch that one.
Imagine, why not this one?
Imagine if you were collecting all the Pokemon for your Pokedex entries, so you had to catch
You'd end up with about 5 or 10 dead children, because that's what Pokedex entries say. This is all canon.
Yeah, I believe
like
it.
Phantump is when a lost child dies in the forest, their spirit can inhabit the stump of a tree.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, so everyone arrives, and I'm just sort of like rugged up.
What the?
And wrapped.
Okay, like, lean over and just like,
oh,
poke him.
Hey guys.
Hey, he's
oh,
back.
You're alive.
Yeah, I'm back.
Brad! I would give you a big hug.
I remember now how much pain I'm in.
I'm going to say you gain health.
Yay!
You're in less pain because that it would be soothing and you've basically been at rest.
Yeah.
And Webby comes over to you and gives you a big spider hug.
Oh, Webby, you look after me.
And then Webby starts eating your spider blanket.
I don't know how we did it, but he saved you.
Yeah, he's letting you out and also spiders reconsume their own silk. That's so kinda,
yeah. Hey, he's going to save that energy for later. Never know when I might die again.
That was weird, you guys.
It looked weird.
You were dead.
I sure was.
Did you feel when...
No, they didn't.
Never mind.
They did.
Oh, I felt it, yes.
Yeah. Did you feel...
The wet willy.
That was you?
Yes.
My mom would tell you off so much.
Hey, when am I ever... gonna get an opportunity to ghost prank you again. Hopefully never.
Okay, no more dying though.
No, yeah, I agree. That was awful.
Yeah, no more dying in this campaign, full stop. Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Anyone.
I think we're done up here. Shall we go rejoin Arden and leave these guys to the...
Yeah, we got all these new Pokeballs.
I think that's a good idea.
Here, have your Pokeball.
Thank you.
Yeah, no worries.
Ooh.
All right. New journey back down south.
Mm.
You head to the clearing.
Yeah, probably a bit quieter than usual.
Yeah. You can actually hear the sounds of ghost Pokemon frolicking with fun up on the hill with Zoroark and also Mimikyu.
Wrong song.
And in fact...
That's how they frolic.
In fact, not that anyone will ever see this, but I just want to add it because I think it's fun. And out of sight of prying eyes, glancing left and right with all the ghost Pokemon, Mimikyu removes the Pikachu costume, drops it on the ground, and starts having fun with the other Pokemon. basically being its wholesome self with the other dead Pokemon. Ghosties. Yeah.
Mimikyu ghost.
Ghosty friends.
I think Mimikyu is dark type, but Mimikyu is basically like this... It's like supposedly it's a puppet or a costume and it's scared that if anyone sees it, they'll die from how terrifying it is. The insinuation is it's like a horrifying entity that doesn't... It's not that inside, yeah, but yeah. It is. Yeah, so okay. It tries to be lovely.
It's weirdly Cthulhu-esque.
Yeah. So it can be itself around the ghost Pokemon. So you head back down to the clearing where you last saw Arden and he's not there.
Oh.
Do you think...
Are we looking for another cave-in?
Do you think we fix the thing that made the Pokemon sad?
Maybe.
Because Brad died and came back?
I don't know if it was specifically Brad. But
how would it be connected to the Mr. Mime?
Maybe the Haunter and the Gengar?
Sure. I mean...
Nothing else happened.
Maybe there was just a coincidence and there's something further on.
We should find Arden.
Are there any tracks... on the ground. I wouldn't know.
You need to make a check.
Hey, Victor, do you reckon you'd have a ranger way of being able to find someone?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's footprints over there.
You make a range check. challenge level 3 to detect all the footprints.
3.
There's some questions in chat and for clarity for everyone. So one of the problems was there was an incredibly dark and sad emotion that was causing intense pain to all the psychic Pokemon, and it was coming from the east.
Okay. Gotcha.
Where are we?
Sure.
The east.
Oh, okay.
So, yes. Three successes.
Nice.
You spot a few pairs of footprints. You spot 4 sets of footprints, 3 adults and 1 child, that have entered and left this clearing in the last few hours.
And a group of people.
And several Pokemon footprints.
3 adults.
And 1 child.
That's us. Huh.
It certainly is, Brad.
I did make that observation. Brad, it was your conscience.
Why does your conscience sound
Brad,
like my
Brad
cousin?
Brad wouldn't make that connection and you succeeded right. To check. So.
All
right. This is definitely where we left him, right?
Yeah. So there's our footprints.
Maybe Arden died.
This is where Arden was sitting.
No one died, Stormy. Rad did. But he's alive. Okay.
Are we sort of like a fork, or is this basically the end of the route?
Well, you can head back. Yeah, there's no other ways you could safely travel other than going back to the way you came.
Huh.
You could ask people in town if he might be back in town.
Arden!
Where did we meet him again?
In town. Maybe he's back to town. That's weird.
Can I send Pecky up to do a little scout from up high?
You can, yeah, sure.
Should I roll something?
Yeah, make a acuity check.
Using my stats?
Or? No, I think Pecky. What tier is Pecky?
3.
Body and just roll 4 dice. Challenge level 2.
Zero.
Pecky doesn't spot anything through the deep canopies of the dark trees.
It's okay, Pecky. Right, well, you tried.
I think Arden is perfectly capable on his own with his Pokemon.
Yeah.
So I guess we'll head back. Maybe he's already there.
Yeah, we need to...
existed at all.
Need to heal my Pokemon. How much yen did we get? 200 yen?
200 yen.
Cha-ching.
How much was it to heal our Pokemon?
Yes. I don't remember giving you a prize.
Community. Yeah. Oh, that's the,
it's helping the community.
Caveat for that one, right? Yep.
Yeah, Pokeballs were 55 yen.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. Back to Winnipeg.
Okay. Yeah, let's. Well done, everyone. We did something good here.
We did something. Brad's like pale and shell-shocked.
Yeah. You said you wanted adventure.
What did we do?
We helped some Pokemon.
Yeah. That's good.
I'll give Stormy a pat on the back and it'll lead off back down the track.
Mimikyu seemed a lot happier.
Okay. You journey back down the track. And by the time you get back to that slope where at first, there's Pokemon encounters.
I think it is you, Melanie.
And you had already banked 4 dice.
Banked 4 dice?
You had rolled 4 times without getting one. So you're on your 5th dice for your rolls.
How do you remember that?
But, I was going to just let you get fast.
I think just let's...
make a stealth roll.
Challenge level...
Can we assist
that's
with
where
that?
That's right, Viking. Nope.
All right, make a Pokemon encounter roll.
So it's 5 dice, right?
3, 4, 2, 3, 4.
How you change the...
It's a fail, isn't it?
Is it a critical fail?
No, it's a critical success.
Cool. Yeah. So you're fine. You keep journeying.
Woohoo!
Melanie's still in the lead. You reach the entrance to the area and you see a rather stressed looking Arden.
Oh.
Look up at you with his curlier as he sort of looks up.
Ah, there you are.
Oh, my gosh, there you are. Oh, thank goodness nothing bad happened to you. I haven't seen you in hours.
Yeah, I died.
Goodness.
In hours, you say?
That's right. Well, we came into the forest and I remember I battled a Pokemon for you and then this awful thing happened. And sweet Azalea, and he pats his curlier, had the most terrible headaches and there was ghost Pokemon and I thought it would best if I take her to rest, and by the time I pulled her back to the entrance to see she was okay, you were all gone.
But we saw you were waiting in the forest drawing stuff.
I would have remembered if I was doing something like that.
Does Kelly still have a headache?
No, she seems great, actually. Isn't that right, Azalea? Azalea. Nods.
Actually, when we left Arden in the forest, I don't remember seeing the Kelly there. Ghost Pokemon.
There are 2 Ardens? That's crazy.
2 of me?
Right,
that would be wonderful. Imagine all the good we could do.
Well, I have some good news. We have sort of solved a little, let's call it an age-old puzzle out in the forest.
A pokey conundrum.
Yeah, and we've helped free some Pokemon who are now a lot happier now.
Well, that's exactly the kind of work I like to hear being done out here. Did you see any ruins? I heard rumors that there was an old temple or something up here.
Nope.
It's all...
something about a burial ground and strange...
Mimikyu put a bag in a cave.
We made it to the end of the forest.
Guys,
we saw all of it.
A giant sign saying do not go in the cave.
It's collapsed and very unstable.
Oh, nothing to... And he
no
gets his
more
book out to like jot.
Out there. No surveys.
No.
Nothing works.
Just stop walking back
down.
A sign
saying don't enter.
Yeah. Well, you seem extremely trustworthy, so I guess I'll take you at your word. There's plenty more of this island to look after, but it sounds good that you looked after some Pokemon. After Interstar, what Pokemon did you encounter?
Oh, a bunch of ghost Pokemon, mate.
A fake Pikachu.
Oh, always tricky, those ones. Not the biggest fan, to be honest. They do upset my dear Azalea quite a lot.
Yeah, it was, someone's had quite the out-of-body experience, apparently.
Oh, boy.
Oh, they're good fun.
What do you mean?
Haunter did the old Nick Brad's body out of his soul and sort of ran off with it.
Oh, I've heard of that happening. There was a case... a long time ago in Kanto region, young boy spent some time apparently out of his body experience with some ghosts. I suffered horrible brain damage.
Seems about right.
Is Brad now brain damaged?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I mean, he sounds
podcast
normal.
Listeners, Brad, Jazzer is doing an exceptional cross-eyed silly face.
He looks normal.
This seems fine.
He always looks like that.
Me good smart.
Yeah, there was also...
it'd be so funny if he actually became more intelligent. Hit your head.
It's like Kroger with a crayon.
Yeah.
Well, actually, now that you ask...
there was a Ghastly.
Yep.
And a Gengar.
Ah, tricky things.
And a Pikachu.
Unexpected to be here.
This is Mimikyu.
Fake Pikachu. Yeah.
Yeah. Little Mimikyu.
Oh.
Ah, and also a little, I'm not so familiar with it, a little pump ghast.
Zalaziel.
Actually, you guys make a knowledge check challenge over 4 to even know what Zoro is. You can all make the check. So I said knowledge, I meant understanding check. Make a knowledge check. I've invented a new stat.
Well, I'm not going to roll because I've got less than 4 dice.
Okay. It's going to be really hard to succeed. Yeah, one. No. You don't know the Pokemon, and you didn't Pokedex.
What was the check?
Also one.
Understanding.
Man had Pokedex, didn't use.
I was dead.
He was dead.
You were dead.
In his defense.
I apologize for even accusing you. You were dead. You were very... yeah, that was 100% correct.
None of us
It
succeeded.
Was a little thingy.
There was zero knowledge.
Okay.
And then there was a flying tree.
Oh.
It was weird.
Oh, that's sad. Well, we best get back to town then. It's getting late.
Yes. Yes, we should.
I got some wonderful sketches out here.
Oh.
Can we see?
So you were sketching.
Yeah, well, I was waiting a long time at some of the Pokemon from this route.
I knew it.
What Pokemon did you encounter?
Apart from that,
well,
poor tyrants.
A lot of very grumpy looking tyrants.
Yes.
And a couple of strange, I actually don't have a Pokedex. I'm not familiar with them, these ones, but they are quite fossilized. They looked a bit like isopods and they crawled around. They had fins on their sides and they...
Did you draw it?
Yes.
Can I see if this works? And can the Pokedex work on a...
It can't. But he does show you a picture of a creature that looks like this.
Oh, what a cutie. I painted that one.
Yeah.
Wherever it is.
It's fascinating seeing all these ancient and supposedly extinct Pokemon alive in one place. We really must study this island more. This could be the secret to, well, some extinct creatures that need not be extinct anymore.
Yeah.
We could save more Pokemon.
Yeah.
We should see if Mr. Mime is feeling better.
Mm. Yes, we're back on our way to the town to see if anything's changed there.
Tell you what, you all look rather bushwhacked.
Absolutely.
I'm going to lead the way. How's that sound?
Greatly appreciated.
That would be a relief.
Okay. I'm not bushwhacked, but I am Gengar whacked. Because he really whacked.
What if you were Marowacked? Whacked?
Pokemon! Just out of curiosity, does anyone fancy fighting a Shroomish?
Nope.
Put him out there. Yeah, close Stormy's ears, if I was to say that.
We already have so much money, though.
All right, cyanide, let's go. And he throws out a Pokeball.
As much as he lost.
And a shiny Luxray comes out with a flare and a sparkle and a jolt of electricity as it starts walking with extreme sort of like
dang
pride as it leads the way.
It's so beautiful.
And you start heading back to town, led by Arden, who
is
offered...
Is it so OP that like the other Pokemon just run away from it because they're just like, nah.
Nah, Pokemon seems... He does encounter one Pokemon on the way and it is a fairly quick fight, a quick attack, and it like rolls over backwards and then it flees. It gets hit once and flees when it sees the power.
Yeah.
And after a fairly... not a huge walk...
The Pokemon.
The bomb goes off.
You arrive.
The town is lands
in Castaway Cove.
Oh my god, I need another cocktail.
I need to go to Nurse Joy to save my Pokemon.
Yeah, I think we all need a little bit of R&R.
Yeah.
Go there first.
Definitely need a drink or five.
Oh, we should go quickly check on Mr. Mime, because if we've done the good deed... Oh, yeah.
Okay, that's I don't think we should let Brad back near Nurse Joy anytime soon.
No, I'm going straight to the alcohol.
Everyone seems to be in bed.
Oh,
everyone's in bed.
As the whole day is passed, and it is nighttime. Almost everyone. You do see Ember, the ranger, who seems to be on shift, sort of waves, and one or two civilians is around.
Wave over at Ember.
Nice. Hi.
Hi. Yeah.
I'll walk over. Hi. We just gotten back. Possibly a funny question. Is anything different around here? More chill, the Pokemon. Is Mr. Mime...
Oh, the mood around here is much, much improved. That's for sure.
All right.
Well, I mean, certainly. I don't know if you ran into Magical Manfred, but he is... Well, he's happy to eat. Let's just put it that way.
Ah! Good!
Who's Magical Manfred again?
Owns the Mr. Mime?
Oh, he's the magician.
Yeah, he's a magician.
The one who was stuck with the Mr. Mime. The one with the cape.
Yeah.
Mm. Hey, Victor, you should tell... I've forgotten her name already.
Ember.
And I just... Yeah, Ember, thank you. You should tell Ember our entire trip. Because I think it's really important. There's someone that's like the ranger of this island that she knows what happened. I'm gonna take Stormy and we're gonna go to the Pokemon Center.
Oh.
Yay!
Yes. All right, that's a good point.
Oh, actually, before that, did we take the Shonen Jump?
Did you pick up all the stuff?
I would have picked up the Shonen Jump if someone else did. Yeah. I'd like to bypass by the Lunarium.
Everything's closed for the night.
I'm gonna keep it on me and go over there tomorrow. But we'll head to the... I guess we can't. It's closed as well as in the Pokemon Center.
Yeah.
I mean, you do a walk past it and be like, oh no, it's closed.
You do a walk past and there's a Chansey sitting at the entrance, like asleep, but fully standing up, just like sleeping into its own body. Like, and it's got a little like... it's got like a little sign that says like ER, like emergency only.
Oh no. We'll let Chansey sleep. I feel kind of bad.
Well, even though it's closed, that was worth seeing.
And begin the slow walk back.
Cool.
So we have somewhere to stay. We have to go all... We can't go all the way back, can we?
Where to?
Bridge is
broken.
We have the Pina Colada place.
Can we stay there?
You can find out.
Okay, I take Stormy to bed. Like, we'll go to that, to his place.
What are you two doing?
Shack?
I mean, there's no reason you can't just rest for the night.
I was going to the shack tomorrow. Place.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll... explain what we encountered to Ember.
When everyone else leaves. Okay, cool. And Ember says that she'll pass it on to Tyler. And thanks you.
Cool.
It sounds like a very nice thing to have laid a poor innocent to rest. And release some Pokemon. It's very rangery. And as a ranger, it makes sense for you to report that to a ranger. Very well done. as you get there to the shack, welcome back.
Pirate man.
Have you been lobbing land lately?
Lobbing land?
It's a pirate expression.
What does it mean?
Lobbing land.
I can
he leans in.
Yes, we've been land lobbing.
wipes the sweat off his brow as he had to explain a term he didn't understand. Because those who are astute enough have realized this guy isn't and never was a pirate, but Stormy seems to think he is, and he seems to like that.
Stormy absolutely thinks he's a pirate. He's got a shack full of treasures.
Yara, be lucky.
Yeah?
Last night, I would be offering a two for the price of one deal.
It's kind
so
of
you can stay in tonight.
Yeah.
But should you be wanting more of my free services, I...
He rubs his temples.
Need to improve my cookware. So, I'll be looking for a ceramic plate.
That's all you want, a ceramic plate?
Yes. Like a plate of ceramic, not a... not tableware. Like,
okay, one,
yep, like a ceramic, okay, tile, like, no, a large piece of ceramic.
I want to just be one dish.
I want my broken plate last night.
I need a new one.
And one silver spoon.
Just okay, a pretty ceramic, okay, plate with the flowers on it. We go sneeze.
And everyone rests. And do you remember what you get back?
No. Nope.
One mind or body.
One,
sorry, knack or grit.
One knack or grit.
One knack or grit.
I don't remember anything else.
And
some amount of health. Who's lost health?
That man.
you've lost health off your person.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think it was like a decent amount. It was like two or three.
Can I just get back to six? I lost three, so I was at three.
Sure.
Yeah, in spirit, none spirit.
Spirit's going to be probably double that. So you get back six spirit.
Oh, thanks.
Yes.
But nothing for the Pokemon, because that's the Pokemon Center.
Yeah. Yes.
Cool.
And just to speed through it, because unless you have particular conversations that you want to have, the Pokemon Center will heal all of your Pokemon. Because Tyler has shared word of your what you did, and the Pokemon Center is available to you within reason.
Yay.
Once per day,
yay,
maximum.
Yay.
You can decide whether or not it is it deemed conversation worthy, but basically I'm just going to go physically check on Mr. Mime, just like see what they're up to.
I have a feeling that's where we'll be all leading to in a minute.
Cool. Yeah. Okay.
Stormy will
we'll just get like the admin out of the way.
Pokemon are...
Pokemon are full healed, fully, yay, revived, fully restored, full HP, full,
wow,
spirit.
Oh my god, this feeling never happens.
Stormy will get out Cutie.
Oh, and
we
all get one
Cutie's
XP,
okay,
from last
session. Wait, I think we did that, didn't
did we?
Yeah, you did it at
no,
the end
I
of the session.
No, I just did it then.
You should have 19 experience total.
Because we always do it, yep, at the start.
Right?
We should have 19. So you have 18.
What?
So you should have one more.
Don't
I
you only
have
14?
Sorry.
Maybe you should have 14.
14.
You should have 14. I don't
14.
Know why. You should have...
Yes. Yeah, 14.
Yeah, I got 14.
Oh, was I stingy at some point?
Yes.
Probably.
That makes
we're
sense.
We're one off from getting a trait.
You were stingy on the ones we filmed all in one day.
That's reasonable.
Stormy's going to get out Cutie to see if Cutie feels better.
Cutie feels wonderful. Cutie comes out and there is like the splash of the Pokeball landing. And Cutie just seems super... not to appear.
No.
There we go. Cutie seems just like chill, like smiling and nod, well, nodding its head from side to side. Still shy, but like looks kind of happy.
Give Cutie a little like hold his little hands and just do a little dance.
It does a little dance with you.
Is there multiple chances? Is there multiple chances working at this
no,
Pokemon?
No, just the one.
Just the one. Oh my goodness. Poor Chance. I give Chansey a little pat. That must suck. You have to work overtime.
Yeah.
And then
for
I
a massage.
I'm pretty sure Nurse Joy.
You can give a free massage that doesn't restore anything, just like a remedial.
I'd like to give her
a... It's like a 10-minute boost,
like,
not a 60-minute...
It's like touching mochi, like it's...
Yes.
Like, yeah. Oh.
Squishy mushroom.
Nice.
Marshmallow.
And
mushroom.
Just to embody what these people do on the island all day, when you go to the Pokemon Center before you go, and no Pokemon are in there and being healed, and in fact, Chansey and Nurse Joy have white... chef's hats on and are like mixing bowls and they're making like a baking some kind
aww
of something.
Can I offer to help them?
They're fine. Don't worry
about
it.
All right.
Don't stress.
No helping.
All right. So with all of your admin done, you ready to go deal with that dastardly Mr. Mime?
Oh, yeah. No, I have one last thing I want to do. Sorry. I want to go back to the Lunarium.
Okay.
I want to give the teacher
whose name I have unfortunately forgotten. Shonen Jump.
It was Han, yeah.
Han, yeah.
You give them the Shonen Jump?
Yes. And okay. I say, I know you guys like collecting stuff that's kind of like washed up or found around here. We found this and we thought it would be really, really, well, I thought it'd be really cool for the kids to have a look at. It appears to be a magazine of some sort.
Well, thanks.
Okay.
Oh, this is an interesting relic from a few years ago.
Mr. Mime.
Mr. Mime jump scare.
Thank you. That's, I just want that to be canon.
I think I know where you found this. They say it was like a somber.
Oh, you actually?
Well, Tyler's told the adults what you did. Oh, yeah, that's how everyone knows to treat you nicely.
Yeah, so, but I thought it could be useful.
It was a shonen jump scare.
The children will enjoy it very much. We have a couple of children who are learning the language as well, so.
I want a button that is just one guy that says, boo!
Just record yourself.
No, because then that whole start of this episode would have been poo and boo on repeat. It would have been constant, boo, poo, 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 poo.
I can make a poo button.
So.
Oh, I've got an admin-y thing. Oh, my God.
They seem very. Like, the kids are going to love it. It's a comic book. They don't get many, like, comic books.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
That's cool.
Yeah. Enjoy.
Very kind.
Just to swap out our apricorns for...
Okay, you're going to spend some yen?
Pokeballs.
How many apricorns do you have?
I have one apricorn. Does anyone else have any apricorns?
I have one as well.
That's 110 yen worth.
Anyone okay. Else? I don't have apricorn. Jazza, do you have an apricorn?
Poo.
It's like talking to a two-year-old.
When you rock up...
Poo.
And you
to a poo-year-old.
Poo.
You recorded it.
Poo.
Oh, for podcast listeners, he recorded that. He's not actually saying it.
So.
Oh my god. Apricorn, Jessa.
No, he doesn't deserve one. When you get
I've
to
done myself out of that.
When you get to Whittler, seeing your handful of shiny yen conveniently in 5 and 50 yen pieces. he actually says, oh, I didn't realize you were quite a collector. Well, for double the fee, I believe I could make you an even better Pokeball.
Oh. For both of them?
Like, per Pokeball.
The double the fee. Do we have enough? I'll ask Victor.
I will look over Stormy's shoulder at all the money she's holding, which I believe is everything we have.
Yeah, it's fine.
I have 45 yen.
How much did you have before? Oh, you lost all your yen.
Don't ask that.
So you have 45.
Don't say that.
You have 200.
And how much is 55 for?
Yes. So 110 for the special upgrade, but technically we have enough for 4 Pokeballs.
You only have 2 apricorns though, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you could get 2 special.
Get 2 special.
Well, I doubt we're, you know, who knows if we'll be able to...
Yeah.
Get more, so.
You got normal. We've all got normal ones.
Okay,
me as well.
Here you go, Mr. Guy who likes
2
my grandma.
Great balls for you.
Ooh.
Yay.
It's yours.
Thank you.
And that was 110 yen.
Oh,
each.
Yeah.
It was 220.
Oh, each. Okay. 220. So I am out of yen.
And he's a very happy boy.
You have 25? 5. Yep. Yeah. I just spent all the money.
Well, I mean, you can't spend anything else.
You just spent
a
dead child's pocket money.
Yeah. Oh,
she didn't know that. It was cool cave treasure.
I spent the cave treasure. I got anime and money.
Technically, all coins probably belong to someone who is now dead.
That's
oh,
true.
Murray, that's...
That makes me like them more. I'm going to go pat my coins at home.
Yeah, dead men's treasure.
Yeah, one of them might have been a pirate.
Excuse me, no, I'm a pirate.
Oh, true.
Aren't we all?
So,
now,
we happy?
Now we can.
We've done admin?
Yes, yes. Done admin. Yep.
So, you look around until you can find, are you looking for Mr. Mime?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the magician.
Now, you haven't got to speak to Magical Manfred yet, have you?
Correct.
I think you screamed at him.
You find...
He used the little paper.
He sent the paper to Pecky. Yeah.
You look around the town for a bit until you eventually find a very jolly-looking man wearing a blue cape with stars on it, and he has a top hat looking like sort of a street magician, and he's with Mr. Mime as well.
In the Lunaria?
Mr. Mime is his Pokemon.
I think it's pretty accurate.
I mean, if you want to use your Stream Deck to manage this, that would be greatly appreciated.
If you could help,
I wouldn't be struggling so much. There you go.
I'm just judge you while you GM and press buttons.
Sorry.
I don't know if that's the scene you want.
Jen, I just have a question. How many times have you pressed a button on that tonight?
Oh, like 4 times.
Okay, cool.
You're pressing Jen's buttons right now. Careful.
After 12 years, you got to know how to annoy each other. Okay, so can you give me one of them again?
Poo.
It's right in my ears. Good. I'm starting to like it. It's the rule of comedy. I've loathed it, and now it's getting better. It's like a parabolic arc to joy.
Yeah.
It's good. A lesson in comedy of repetition. As you arrive,
it is you, my saviors,
says Magical Manfred, doing a deep bow to all of you.
You have restored my Mimey friend, and now we're all happy together. Ah, it's wonderful.
Wow, everyone's gone real loopy on this island, eh?
You sure it's not Manfred the musical?
It's time for me to give you your reward.
And then he pulls out a coin and hands it towards Stormy.
Treasure!
And as Stormy goes to grab it, it's disappeared out of his hand.
Why do you say it like that? I'm jealous.
It ain't like that. And then he reaches behind Stormy's ear and pulls the coin out and says,
what were you keeping it there for?
I didn't do that.
And then he drops it, but he like motions to drop it, but it's just gone. It doesn't drop out of his hand. It just like vanishes. Oh, I'm sorry. I seem to have lost all my money.
This is the coolest ever.
Yeah, Chris, I'm just going to look over the side to see what Mr. Mime is doing.
Mr. Mime is like miming, leaning on a wall, and miming smoking a cigarette.
That's great.
Now, I have a lot to thank you for, but there is something I need to impart to you. I spent my entire morning doing my favorite thing, playing charades with my good pal. And he slaps Mr. Mime like on the shoulder, a friendly, firm pat on the shoulder. But Mr. Mime takes that like a shout out, and he does the like 5-step stumble and like stagger and like mimes landing immaculately, though. Like, as much as we mock Mr. Mime, it is like the best mime act you have ever seen. It's like perfect mime artistry. And I have spent literally 3 hours translating a message for you.
3 hours?
It was a lot of
movie and 2 words.
It was a lot.
Oh, right. From Mr. Mime.
Pokemon, don't speak.
Yes, Mr. Mime is very good with not sign language. Despite being incredibly good with his hands, he has refused to learn sign language and will only communicate through mime and charades.
Well, charades is very fun.
Thankfully, I've done the arduous task of translating it.
We appreciate that. Thank you.
So, as a way of thanks for rescuing me and allowing me to bring entertainment and joy to the dour lives of all the children on this island.
And he bows his hat down.
Where? Ah!
And he gasps with his top hat and pulls out a little, what's the first evolution of Lopunny? Is it the bunnyery? Pulls out a little bunnyery from his hat, and he's like, how did this get here? And then he plumps his hat back on it, and then it's gone out of his hat.
Oh my god, he killed it.
Wow. And he puts his hat back in his head.
Wow. Brad's like cross-legged on the floor.
Brad and Stormy next to him.
Yeah, oh wow.
Okay, so.
Dad, this is for kids.
The message.
Where did the coin go?
I don't know, I didn't take it.
It's right here. And he pulls it from behind your head.
Whoa! Oh my god!
Have you been pitching my money?
No!
Oh, and then Mr. Mime, like, is, like, miming, sneaking over behind, and then, like, grabs the coin out of his hand, and he's like, where is it? And then he looks at you all, I was telling you a message, yes?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Were you?
The message is, we are to go to Rotom, and we are to go to the Lunarium. You must bring the salty semen to the Lunarium.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even mean that. I didn't even mean that. I genuinely was just like, what's his name? It's Sal. It's Salty Sal. Salty Sal.
I can see how you get that.
Salty Sal at the Sleep Inside Inn.
We have to ring a one.
Like, it's Salty. The Salty guy. Salty Sal. So, Salty again? Sal's Rotom you need to bring to the Lunarium.
Keep going down.
See, nothing wrong with what was said. I don't know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. You did say we. Is that all of us or just us? Are you included in this situation? You said we.
Yes! My good companion Mime here is important.
You named you Mr. Mime Mime?
What's your name, Mr. Mime?
Okay, he's funny.
Middle finger just like this. good comedy acts always have a straight man, eh?
Are you sure he's just not annoyed at you? I mean, to be fair, he's had a headache for like the past, like, I don't know how many days, right?
Yes, I'm the one that should be annoyed. He smoked all my cigarettes.
Wow. And how is the interior of your abode?
Oh, it's a downright mess. I was in there for days. So,
but all is fixed. Yes, we should do the thing.
Get Rotom.
Yep.
Get to the Lunarium. Uh-huh. Let's go. Let's go.
Right, okay. I'll go. Let's find go, Salty Tom. Sal.
And then he turns to start running towards the Lunarium.
Yeah.
And him and Mr. Mime are like slow motion running, like painfully, really well done, but like painfully slow motion running towards the Lunarium.
Well, so we can go get Rotom on. They'll be halfway there.
Yeah. I'll see you guys there.
Yep.
All right.
We diverge off.
You go over. You can very quickly ask, and Salty Sal brings his Rotom with him.
What is Rotom? Genuine question.
I thought Rotom was elsewhere.
Rotom is his blender.
Yes, that's right. I thought there were two of them for some reason.
There are. There's also Ember's phone and also...
That's right, yeah, okay.
Yeah, Tyler has a phone Rotom too.
Oh, okay, well, we'll just...
This Rotom comes with. And you all head to the Lunarium. And despite the fact that you went there, as soon as you were out of earshot, it seemed that Magical Manfred and the Mr. Mime sprinted to the Lunarium. So they're there when you arrive. And all the children have been taken outside by Han to, like, go do some outside excursion. And you're all around a cabinet case that has been opened up and a bit of drapery has been pulled off it. And there's an old tube television standing there. And the Rotom floats into the television and static. Suddenly it activates its power to life. And Mr. Mime goes and stands next to the television and then creates a light screen, like a magical effect in front. And the image starts to like become more solid, but it's almost being projected through the TV, but then being captured in like an etheric way. So there's something being transmitted through the TV that like doesn't get transmitted on television waves. It's being used as a medium that's then being translated by Mr. Mime's like psychic screen, almost like a thin LCD screen in front of the tube TV. And then Mr. Mime like grabs one of the aerials on the TV and starts like pointing his finger to the sky and like rotating it around. And there's a I don't know if this is going to be terrible.
Hello? Can you hear me? Hello?
Yes? You got the hiccups?
Hello?
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 Mr. Mime! Hello!
What?
Oh. Yes, good to... I see. You're going to translate what they say. Okay, thank you. All right, I'm speaking with... who am I speaking with?
You're speaking with... And I say everyone's names.
Can you say their names, please?
Oh, okay.
There we go.
Speaking with Stormy, speaking with Victor, speaking with Melody, speaking with Brad, speaking with the magnificent magician. What was your name again?
Manfred.
Manfred, that's it.
And magical Manfred!
Yeah, and him. And Han is here too.
Amber here as well?
Han.
Oh, it's outside?
It's just you lot. Outside with the kids.
Okay.
Salty Sal's here.
And the image starts to coalesce on this screen, but it's flickering. Of a man with a hat that every now and then sort of wobbles and moves around his head. He's sort of wearing a suit purple tie and a long coat with purple accents. He has this old-timey looking fedora on. It's not really a fedora. It's bigger than a fedora. It's an old-timey looking hat, like an old gumshoe detective from like the 30s.
So that appears on Mr. Mime's like screen.
Yeah, that appears on the like screen that's being projected in front of you.
Mm. Hello. Are you real? No offense, but we've had some ghost Pokemon shenanigans.
I am, in fact, very real.
Oh, brilliant.
Is that a ghost?
I'm Inspector Tucker with the International Police.
Uh-oh. Police? We didn't crash the boat. That wasn't us.
Wait, International? You're not on this island?
No, I'm...
Find us! Help us! Get us out of here! I died! All right.
I got better.
All right, let's listen to what he has to say first. Speak, Mr. Tucker.
Told you we'd get off this island.
I've been investigating the disappearances for a long time. I'm, well, the world's best investigator. I have been tasked with jobs that no one else can complete, and me and my Pokemon are trying to find a way to communicate, and it seems we've finally succeeded. I've been trying for weeks. It's been exhaustive, but finally my message is getting through.
If I may ask, how successful are your cases?
Near 100%.
Fantastic.
Oh, thank God.
So glad we met you, mate.
So you can save us?
Well, if we can find a way to get a better signal away from this island, I should be able to triangle it using my gifts.
Gifts?
What would you suggest? Like where we should go?
You need to find some kind of high point on the island. Maybe from there you'll be able to spot something, a ship, any kind of radio transmitter, and, well, you'll definitely need a psychic Pokemon. Only through them can I communicate.
Check.
Mm-hmm. So, high point, radio, psychic Pokemon.
That's right. And if I can get a good connection to you, I should be able to navigate to you safely because I don't need to worry about systems and technology that can go awry.
Your boat won't crash like ours did?
Oh, I won't be coming by boat.
All right. Well, high point.
He'll be coming through the TV.
There's definitely some big bloody mountains on this island, so that should be... Well, I mean, it's a mountain of a task, but we can do that. A radio. We'll have to check around to see if we can get one of those. Just any long-range radio is fine?
Oh, I think it'll need to be more like a radio tower.
All right. Cool. I guess we can see if one of those is there.
Probably if there's any research stations or more likely a shipwrecked ship with some equipment still intact.
Well, so there's definitely some towns.
Just to double check, you want us to go up to, say, a mountain, have a look around at the entire island to find a radio tower, go down to the radio tower and communicate with you.
Via psychic Pokemon.
Yeah, is that correct?
I didn't say it would be easy, but that is correct. And if you want to have another hot shower again, I'd suggest you hop to.
We will do it.
Yeah. No, we're there.
I just wanted to clarify that's the mission.
Just want to get it clear so we can do it now.
Yeah.
I mean, the island has its charms.
Please, for love of God, save us.
Can you say hi to my mom and dad for me? Please.
What's your name, little girl?
Stormy.
Stormy. And your surname?
McStorm.
What? Stormy McStorm.
I didn't make a surname.
Does that make it Brad McStorm as well?
Isn't that Lapoon? Professor Lapoon? Or is that his first name?
Please make it McStorm. It's too good.
Or is it Stormy McStorm? Storm face.
It's so long ago in the thing, I gotta.
Amazing.
Gosh, I don't even know where it's written down.
This is like another GM or DM because it's the name thing.
Unfortunately, you only know the professor. It's Professor Lukuma.
Okay, Lukuma will be the name.
Stormy Lagoon.
I'll see if I can get word out to them. Don't worry, Stormy.
Thank you. Stay safe. I will. I'm with my friends.
Now, the sooner you get a psychic Pokemon to your side, the sooner I should be able to help you out.
Okay, we have one. We have one. She has one.
I get Cutie out. Wave, Cutie.
Mr. Mime reaches out, and for a moment the signal gets a bit weird and gestures for Cutie to like hold hands.
Cutie.
And there's a moment where their eyes both close.
Roltz has eyes?
Yes. Roltz is adorable.
Little eyes peeking underneath.
They're underneath.
All right.
Okay.
It's like a big cringe.
Your companion, you've kindly named Cutie.
Yeah.
I think I can sense them. They're very young, though, and not very strong. I'll try to get word through when I can.
Okay.
So we should theoretically make Cutie stronger.
It couldn't hurt.
Yeah, I get you.
So you communicate through Cutie?
Well, are any of you psychics?
I don't think so.
No.
Nah.
I can talk to ghosts, apparently.
Gosh, that would make it extremely easy. Unfortunately, there are only a handful of us in the world, so I'm just going to have to make do with your bestest companions.
Yeah.
We'll do what we can.
All right.
See you in soon.
The next episode.
Will our party. Yes. In the next episode of Pokemon, will our party manage to find a way to a high mountain? And will that way be north? And will north potentially lead them into any strife with a nefarious team of villains who come from the north?
Uh-oh.
Who knows? Who is this mysterious Detective Tucker? And why does he look so much like a Dave OC fan insert? Is it because I was really jealous of not getting to play in a Pokemon game? And I said to Alicia, can you please make a character that looks like me, but is a cool Pokemon detective with psychic powers? And she said... Cool. Yes.
Someone said it looks like Dumbledore from Fantastic Beasts.
Well, that's still pretty cool.
Yeah.
And also, just wait till you see my Pokemon.
I'm so excited.
If you see my Pokemon.
Whoa.
Yeah. I mean, Tucker's Pokemon.
Thank you to all of our Patreons.
Thank you so much to our Patreons. Patrons, get ready. Get ready for some posting. It was obviously a bit quiet while we were away. I've got a bunch to bring you up to speed on. We've got public post about Gateway, giving a timeline on what we're doing. Public
poo.
Private patron alphas coming up in June. After party, all that stuff. And
poo.
Too much power.
I'm going to tape those buttons.
One person at this table has been doing this for 12 years.
What, poo?
Yeah, the first 20 years were a nightmare. Not a single poo. Peed it all out.
Bring in the wisdom and experience.
Okay. All right, thank you, everyone.
Thanks for joining.
I mean, someone else can sign off if you'd like.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
We're going to go hang out with stream and after party and all that.